It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading with verse 14. Genesis chapter 5, verse 14, we'll read once again to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles to that, Genesis chapter 5. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to contact us on our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Please, that you get a hold of us if you'd like to, that we may share. Sometimes when we get some information, we even contact back to ask for more information. So please, that you that we may help you study and learn the Word of God. Now we're about to begin reading with Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading with verse 14. All the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalaleel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalaleel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalaleel were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our toil, our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you today that we can come and enjoy this, your precious word, that we can have it in our hands. Oh, that we live in such a land and such a country that we can enjoy the study openly, freely, whenever, wherever we want to. I can proclaim it, Father, across the radio, that so many ears that desire to listen can. And I hope, Father, that that number will continue, that they will enjoy a study of the truth, and that truth will continue day after day. Please, Lord, as we look to your truth, and again, to continue in your truth day after day, it's so important that we do not get sidetracked off of some of the gimmicks and the things that are brought into the church today to supposedly bring numbers and increase the number that come. Father, oh, that we stay simply, we stay clearly up on your word, in the word, that we will enjoy it, Father. We'll feel your power and presence for salvation. We'll feel your power and presence in our growth as we learn and look to your precious word. Thank you, Father, for the day that you've given us now. Now guide and lead us in your word, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to begin with just a little bit of review back at the beginning here of this chapter, the chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in his likeness of God made he him. God created man. I wanted to review this. Man was not his own maker, so man should not be his own master. God created man. Man was not from eternity. please that you understand that we have no business in being our own master. We need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. We need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ for our power and for our strength upon living, for our guidance, for our leadership, and be obedient to our master. Now, I wanted to just take a couple of minutes to remind you of those things that were said last time we were together. And now we begin as we look at these verses of Scripture. And we have Kenan was 910 years and he died. That's where we kind of ended last time. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And then Mahalalel lived, after he begat Jared, 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years and he died. So now, as we have added one more name to the list, we look at Adam was 930, Seth was 912, Enos was 905, and Kenan was 910, and Mahalalel was 895 years old when they died. And now in the 18th verse, Jared lived 162 years and he begat Enoch. Enoch, he was 162 when Enoch was born, and Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And so we have added one more with Jared of 962. And so in these ages we have 930, 912, 905, 910, 895, and 962 years. And each died, as we go through the list of these, of this line. And remember the line. Remember, we are coming from Adam, and we're on our way to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the path that God is choosing. This is the line. This is the people that are listed here as we look through these names and through these families. And we said last time we were together that we have taken now, we're to the 20th verse of this 6th chapter, and all of it has been given to the line through Seth, Adam to Seth, and on down. And we find that it was a verse and a half to two verses is all that we had concerning Cain. And so we see here that the Lord is taking time to clearly show us the line of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm glad that you have joined us again today to look at this. And I hope that you see this as something more than just a few names that's listed here. So again, we have the years. And the reason I keep repeating this is when we get to Enoch, 930, 912, 905, 910, 895, and 962 years. We said last time we were together that not only there were sons and daughters born, and just because we have here that Jared lived 162 years and he begat Enoch, does not mean that he was 162 years old before he had his first child. That is who is going to continue the line on the way to Jesus Christ, Enoch. And so that's the reason that this is listed of that date and not the date of other children. And there were other sons and daughters before and after that were born. Now we come to Enoch. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Now if you'll notice that up through you can find sometimes it was later in years and sometimes earlier in years, as we looked at the birth of this the child, the person that was going to take and continue that line. Well, here Enoch, we find that Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. We look here at the line between Adam, and at the end of the chapter will be Noah. And we find as we enjoy the line of the creation and the fall and the promise as it continues in this 5th chapter, we are told correctly. We are told it precisely. And it's important that we see each step of this. And you think about that as we have moved here to the fifth chapter and going to begin the sixth chapter soon. And we see that Adam, as we have come to the place here of the dates and the years, and I want you to see who is still alive. Now, we're to the place of Enoch. Now, in the birth of Enoch, Methuselah has been born now. And as we look down through the list of these, and we find that Adam, he was 930 years old when he died. When Adam died, Enoch was 308 years old. Now, when we're reading through these numbers, sometimes it's difficult to keep them in line of the years and the days, months, and years. But as we look at the times, I want you to see that the very first man that was created, Adam, is still alive when Enoch gives birth to Methuselah. And a matter of fact, we can go a couple more generations. We can get from Adam through Enoch, through Methuselah, and all the way to Lamech. So as we go through these names and these places here, these people here, not places but people, that you realize that Adam is still alive, giving his testimony of, as we just said, the creation, the fall, talked of paradise, told them how they was driven from paradise, and they were told of the promise of the Messiah, the Savior to come. And as we come down through each time, can you imagine here that before Adam dies, Enoch has the opportunity, before Adam dies, that Enoch has the opportunity to be with him for 308 years, and even Methuselah, the next in line, is 243, and Lamech is going to be 56 years old before Adam dies, before the first man dies. And so when you look at this list, there is only one man listed here of this chapter that did not get to personally, could have personally seen and would to know Adam, and that was Noah. Now, keep that in mind as we look through these verses of Scripture here. So Enoch, when it says it walked with God, it's very clearly that his steps, Enoch here, is seventh from Adam. Now remember when I said the one that was seventh from Adam in the line of Cain? That was Lamech. You see, we have similar, many times, we have the same names. And so as we look also at Enoch, Enoch is in chapter 4, verse 18. Enoch, and unto Enoch was born Cain, knew his wife, verse 17. She conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of that city after the name of his son Enoch. So you see, the name can be good and righteous, or it can be very evil and very wicked. The name has nothing to do with it. So you need to, just because my name is Larry, has nothing to do with whether I walk with God or not. I've chosen to walk with God. I have followed after his calling. He has called me, convicted me with his Spirit, shown me my sin, and I have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Enoch walked with God. Again, we have two, Enoch, and then we have Lamech, which is Methuselah's son. And Lamech was the one that we have listed very quickly in Cain's side. So we have not only Enoch, but also we have a Lamech as we get a little further into it here. If you look, Lamech, remember, is the one that had the first time it's listed that one man has two wives. The name has nothing to do with it. Are you going to choose today? Choose you this day. as Joshua says, who you're going to serve. Don't claim that your name, because your family has been of a certain religion all these years, do not stand with that or for that if it's not the truth. You come and follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's look at Enoch. Enoch walked with God, the scripture says. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. In verse 21, now 22, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. I want you to see this. I want you to enjoy this as we look through this of Enoch. Enoch walked with God, verse 22 says. In verse 24, Enoch walked with God a second time. He walked with God. You know, we can walk with him or we can walk without him. And he walked with him. To walk with God is to set God always before us. To walk with God is always looking to him. To walk with God is living in communion with him by following his ways, by following his word. Enoch did such a thing. He walked with God. He set God before him, and he walked looking to him for all time, for all direction. He lived desiring to commune with him and to be a follower of his truth, of his word. God's word, our rule, and his glory should be our desire. That should be the desire of our heart. Not to live in this world and be consumed by the things of this world. Oh, yes, we have to work a job, and we have to toil, as we find here that Lamech says of his son Noah, as he will be born, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because the ground which the Lord hath cursed. We are working here in this cursed land and this cursed world, and that's not going to change. But as we walk through this time, we can enjoy the walk that we have with the Lord Jesus as he comforts us and strengthens us. Enoch, in this wicked world, walked with God. Now, it was a miserable world already. Cain is busy at work, and Enoch, Cain's son, as they have built a city and these generations of people have started, and remember what we just keep reading, because we keep looking at that verse of scripture that tells us that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Genesis 4, let me give you the verse, 4:16. And so we have two families, and one in the line of Seth. Remember what we said there. Let's just keep going back to those verses of scripture concerning Seth in chapter 4, verse 26. And then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. We have Adam, and Adam had these two sons now, Cain and Seth. Seth is the godly line. And was there other children born to Adam and Eve before Seth? Probably. And so as we look, we find that the one that continued the truth, the word of God, was Seth. Did the others follow after Cain? We're not really sure. We're not told, but it's so sad. And we need Adam here, as Adam spoke with God and he had the directions of God. And again, he could tell immediately as God had shown him concerning the creation, and again concerning where he was placed first in paradise, and then he was driven from paradise. And prior to that, we have the fall, and then we have, of course, in all that, the promise of the coming Messiah, the first gospel that was presented as we look back into the third chapter. What a wonderful time that they should have had, each generation, each individual, man or woman that was born to Adam and Eve should have enjoyed the presence of the Lord. But as today, we have a choice. They had a choice. They could choose to follow Adam or choose to follow Cain. Now we have the addition of Seth. And so now we have the choice of going to follow Seth and Adam and Seth, or are we going to follow after Cain? all this wickedness continues to grow at such a rate that we have at the beginning of the chapter 6 and chapter 7 as we look through here, and then we begin chapter 8, all this is taking place, and it's such a short period of time as we look from those two places. And it is probably somewhere in the area of about 2,000 years or less, 1,500 years have passed from the time of that Adam was created, and God has to destroy the world because of its wickedness. Now, in that short period of time, here is where we find this list of men. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you know that every man that's listed was a godly man? No, we don't. It's the line that God chooses to bring His line through. But as we know, when it comes all the way down through Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, we have the same line as we're listing here, that we know that the sons of Jacob, which his name later was changed to Israel, those sons, that the son that the Lord Jesus came through of those 12 sons, was a wicked nation. He was a wicked child. And so for us to say that each one of these, of Enos and Kenan, and we just come Jared as we look down through, we are not told whether they are holding to the truth or whether they are going and following somewhat after Cain's side. We're not sure. We are sure about Enoch. Enoch walked with God. We are sure of him. The rest we are not. And I would love to tell you that each one that was chosen to carry that line, that bloodline from Adam, all the way through to where we get to the Lord Jesus Christ, that every one of those men were men of God. But I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that Enoch walked with God. After he begat Methuselah, 300 years, begat sons and daughters, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God. We have that twice. I love that. Walked with God. And again, I want to remind you, to walk with God is to set God always before us, always looking to Him, living in communion with Him by following His way and His Word. God's Word, our rule, His glory, should be our desire. Now, that's some notes and some comments that I have gained as I study through these verses of Scripture. And as I look to enjoy men of God, you know that when I study the Scripture, I study it many times over. I study it and read it. I look up cross-references. I do all those things. And then I have a few, and it's very few, men of God that have stayed faithful and true to God's Word that I have in my library. And many of these books are very, very old, and all the folks that I will study are already dead. So I know their ministry. I know what came from their ministry. I see their teaching to be truth. And so I look up some of these references there. And some of these notes were made by those men concerning this man Enoch. To set God always before us, always looking to Him, living in communion with Him by following His way and His Word. God's Word, our rule, His glory, should be our desire. That would be a definition, and I think a very good one, of Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Enoch not only walked after God, he walked with God, the Scripture says. He walked with God. This wonderful man, Enoch. And don't get in your mind that well, you know, at this time, it was so soon after the creation, that would have been very easy. Not at all. And that's the reason I kind of keep reminding you of what's coming up here in this next chapter. And yes, Enoch had the experience of knowing Adam. but so did everyone else that lived upon this earth. They had that same opportunity to have the direct influence of Adam, the man that God created, the man that named all of the animals, the man that heard those words and said clearly and distinctly concerning coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the need to be saved, seeing the fall, going through all of these things. And I've repeated this a few times, but I want you to see the opportunity that was there concerning knowing the truth, and yet most neglected it. And even maybe some of these men rejected the truth, but the line was still carried from one to the next. But here we have Enoch. Enoch walked with God. What wonderful words. There can't be anything better said about our lives than a man that walked with God. Let's look back at a couple of references as we look here at Enoch and at others. And I want you to go to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel. We'll go to the second chapter. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, "Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now, the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." And now to verse 35, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35, "And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before me and before mine anointed forever." As we read these and look through these beautiful scriptures, we need to see that Enoch, as many through the time, had an opportunity to walk with God and to show clearly the desire to serve him. Enoch made a choice, and I hope that you're making that same choice today. Will you please look to Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7. We come back to the end of the scripture here, towards the end of the Old Testament. Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah. And we look at Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by." It's so important that we see the truth, the Word of God. I've got one more verse of Scripture here, and then we're going to come to a close once again. It seems like our time goes so quickly. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Philippians 1, 21. "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." I wanted you to see that verse of Scripture because, I tell you, it's important that you make the right decision. Enoch made a decision. It wasn't something that came natural to him any more than any other man, but he made a choice to walk with God. He set God before him, and he set him and he walked with him, always looking to him. Now Enoch, we find, and we're going to begin here next time, what happened to him because of walking such a way. We can walk such a way, but again, I don't want you to think that this man Enoch had an easy walk. This world was more corrupt then than today. Was more corrupt then than today. Now that is a hard thing to think, that there can be more false teaching and more ungodly things going on at another time than today. But it was, and we'll see that as we get on into the next few chapters here. Enoch walked with God. I hope today that you make such a decision to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that you and I can live. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?